This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to the Phillies question. I want to dive into this here. The question is, as it relates to our poll, and certainly can be a topic for us at 215-592-9494, is basically a how excited are you for the start of the season question. Twitter poll question, how excited are you for the start of the Philly season in 13 days? Here are the three choices. A, extremely excited, which clearly would have been 100% of people last year and the year before that. After the 2022 run, and after 2023, and yes, 23 hit a brick wall in the playoffs, but there was still unbelievable enthusiasm 2 weeks before the start of the season. So everyone last year would have said extremely excited. I know this year it's not going to be nearly as high. Choice A, extremely excited, which is where I am. Choice B, somewhat excited, which is what I sense most people have been at for the last couple weeks. And choice C, not much excited at all, which would, you know, to me, that would be disappointing if that's how you feel. But if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. Elliot, where you at?
Yeah, so I've kind of become who I hated when it comes to the Phillies. Like, I used to hate the whole, they lost in the playoffs, but who cares? The season's back. It's spring. Like, that's what I've become, though, a little bit. Like, I'm extremely excited for the season. I love when baseball's back. Like, I like going down to Citizens Bank Park. The High Hopes pod will be going. So, as a team, yeah, I think they're probably going to do what they always do, which is they'll be competitive and then they'll strike out early in the playoffs. But I'm not allowing that to, like, ruin this summer.
All right, so here's the deal. Before, Devin, you assign a somewhat or extremely, let me just ask you this. Are you as excited as you were 12 months ago?
Is this for me or Elliot?
You.
As I was 12 months ago, yeah, I think so. I mean, I love baseball.
Because most
season.
People I don't think are.
I understand the pretty much what Elliot just said, which, by the way, like, love the optimism there. Yeah. I'm sure they'll strike out early in the playoffs. I think that it is a really, really long season, and that's a reason I love baseball. We get to watch these guys basically every single day, you know, for months and months throughout the spring and summer and hopefully fall. And I just think it does a disservice to yourself as a fan to say, like, oh, well, they're probably just going to come up short in the playoffs, or I see a lot of, you know, talk to me when the playoffs roll around. Like, you can still enjoy watching a team throughout the regular season,
tell
a team
Sixers
that you love.
That, yeah.
Well, it's different. Yeah, Sixers are a different story. I understand.
Well,
that.
The Sixers thing,
but it's
hurt,
the same story.
But it hurts.
It's
so
not, the,
it's
same.
Not the same story, but it is perceived that way. By
it's
not
mostly
Elliot.
The
it
same
could
story.
Get
it's so
to that
not
point,
Elliot.
But
it,
I think the Phillies
Elliot,
are a much better run organization.
That is so unfair.
Hold on.
Yeah,
they've been to the playoffs the last 3 years. Uh-huh. Two of them ended in big time collapse disappointments.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
Now they got further, and I can acknowledge that for sure. But the Sixers also won in the playoffs, and yes, they didn't get as far. I acknowledge that. But with the Sixers, it did become wake me up when the playoffs get here. They're playoff chokers. Like, the Phillies have been playoff chokers the past 2 years.
Let me tell you what's different. And again, I want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. Now that we're 13 days out, I mean, we really are getting close. We really are. Tell me your level of excitement on this Phillies thing. Here's what I see so different than the Sixers thing, Elliot. And I think it's so unfair the Phillies are being lumped in that way. But they are by many. I'll call it the playoff thrills. Let me ask all of you this question. Name for me in the 7 years the Sixers reached the playoffs, and they won around most of those years. Name for me the thrills.
I agree. There's not many.
No, I don't mean I agree. I'm saying name
Max,
the thrills.
Maxie in New York.
I mean, Maxie
in New York.
The James Harden shot versus Celtics. The Game 5 win versus the Celtics was awesome.
Game 5 and Game 1 versus the Celtics was great. I agree with that.
But no, I mean,
and
I can't
done.
Name many.
That's, yeah, yeah, we're done. That's, okay, that's three. So that's three in 7 years. 3 and 7 years. I'll even give you maybe the first year because of the excitement.
I mean, the Embiid Toronto shot was meaningless, but was cool in the moment but when he hit the game-winning shot. Yeah, like,
but,
that was.
But then he like that year, not the okay. Yeah. So but look, my point is, in 7 years, they are extremely limited because the teams they were beating generally were like the Wizards
and the Nets,
a not good Toronto team that 1 year. The Nets, I think they beat them twice, right?
Yep.
So. All right, now let's do the – here we go, side by side. Now let's go into 3 years, and there's going to be none last year other than Game 2. Phillies last year was pretty cool. But the two prior years, let's go with the thrills.
Bedlam at the bank.
Yes.
The Arcia stare down.
Yes. Rojas' catch in center field.
Yeah, absolutely. The Gene hit in St. Louis.
Yes. JT's inside the park home.
100%. The 7-0 home run barrage in game 3 of the World Series.
Bryson Stott with a grand slam.
Yeah, against
Castellanos
Marlins.
Had back-to-back games with two home runs.
Even last year, Castellanos had a walk-off hit at home. I mean, we don't think about it, but if we're talking about the Sixers' memories...
Yeah, how about Ranger being on the mound for the final out to send the Phillies to the World Series?
Yeah, I agree.
Like, that is so not the Sixers. Like,
no, it has
how
results.
How about game one in the World Series? The JT double, the JT homer. Like, you
how about game
on
three
and
of the World Series?
I know, I said
yes, they've had more moments. They've had more moments. And if we want to talk about the Phillies,
you can't compare them. They're not comparable.
You can't compare them.
They are not the same thing.
Okay, if we agree that losing in the playoffs is fine, like, fine.
You go but they further, have, dude. They haven't made it past the second round.
Hold on.
Hang
on, James. Hang on.
They
ahead,
choked right. against the Diamondbacks, arguably larger than the Sixers have ever choked, losing game 6 and 7 at home, too. No, the Diamondbacks were not the Boston Celtics.
I would
collapse.
Say the Sixers choke against the Hawks was pretty bad.
That was a bad loss for sure.
Really 3-1.
But everyone told me they can't lose at Citizens Bank Park. It's a fortress. Da, da, da. They lost 6 and 7 at home to a team that was like essentially a Mickey Mouse run team through the playoffs, right? So that was a really bad loss. Last year, they lose to the Mets and do the same thing we thought there. So like the playoff collapses and losses are just as bad as the Sixers. But you're right. The difference is they had that run to the World Series. They have more moments. I agree with you. But if you want to talk about how to view the team going into the season, it's the same thing of wake me up when the playoffs get here. That should be what the mentality is if that's what you guys feel about the Sixers. But if we're just going to agree it's about having fun in moments, then yes, they created more moments, but the collapses are the same.
All right, so I know there have been a lot of people of the mindset of where Elliot is. I'm curious, after that last 3 to 4 minutes, what you just heard, are you still of that mindset, or do you come around and say, no, I do got to give the Phillies a little bit more leeway because they have done more? Now, listen, I'm not saying, guys, don't be frustrated with their offseason. Be frustrated if you want. I get it. Don't, you know, of course the collapses have stunk. Of course the series versus the Mets stunk. Of course the at-bats against the Mets were brutal. And there were individual players, pitchers last year that also totally collapsed in the postseason. React to it. Do you think the Philly-Sixers thing is a fair comparison? And what is your level of excitement now 13 days out from the start of the Phils? 215-592-9494. That in addition, obviously, to the Eagles and NFL free agency coming off the Super Bowl, something that Elliott has framed as a reset year, at least as it relates to the salary cap. And this week would speak to that. I mean, they've lost a lot more quality than they've gotten in. Let's put it that way. Let's go to the phones. Steve in Egg Harbor Township. What's going on, Steve?
What's going on? Yeah, a couple of things. First of all, I think Elliot should be admired for having small feet. I have big
it's my battle to fight.
For a 5'9", size 11 double E's. And I can't imagine how much money that man can save wearing his wife's shoes. So I think the Phillies, I love Phillies. I love the Eagles. They're the only two chances we have at a championship. So anybody who sits there saying we don't have a shot is delirious. I think Rob Thompson can help matters out a little bit by making these guys take pitches when they're 3-1 count so they don't swing at crappy pitches. So I'm excited about the Phillies. We have a shot with them. And people who don't think we have a shot are just delirious. We have at least the third best team in the National League going into this year. We have a shot with our pitching staff. And if we wise up at the plate, we definitely could be there. I just want to talk about the Eagles real quick.
Sure.
And the thing that bothers me the most is everybody talks about staying young. Well, GJ was 27 and Rogers is 27, going on 26 because he missed a year of football with a suspension. Those guys were relatively cheap, and they wouldn't have been that big on the salary cap. GJ would have been a lot more next year on the cap, as far as I heard. So I don't understand why we didn't solidify those two positions at a cheap price when we could have and stay young.
Yeah, so I agree with you on Rodgers. I would have re-signed Rodgers. He didn't get much money. I am surprised they didn't do that, and I would rather have him than Adoree Jackson. So I do agree with you on that one. The CJ GJ thing, I think, is a little more complicated than just the age, but you are correct. Like, he could be a building block. I just don't think they view him that way in the building. I mean, they've moved on from him twice. He's an exciting player, but I don't think he's in good as coverage as maybe like the fan perception or at least even media perception would be. But yeah, I think it's a fair point with Isaiah Rodgers. I would have paid that money.
Well, Rodgers, I think, like Darius Slay had said throughout the season, or at least the end of the season, that Rodgers had earned himself a starting spot with a good team. And I think that he knew and they knew he was never going to be a starter save Quinion and Cooper. Like, they already have these young guys who... Mm-hmm. I know it wasn't that much that they could have paid him, but it was still not as or more than what Quinion and Cooper are.
So I agree that if they put Cooper in the base defense on the outside, then technically Rodgers isn't a starter. But had he beaten out,
right?
Well, I was going to say they'll be a nickel, like, I don't know, 85% of the snaps or whatever. So I think he'd essentially be a starter
exactly.
here.
Exactly.
I just don't think they valued him at the money, and I think that's wrong. Like, I think I would have paid him the money to keep him.
All right, 215-592-9494. So in addition to all the calls on the Eagles and the Phillies and the topics we've laid out, and of course you can always react on the Flyers and Sixers as well. It's going to be – so this is going to be the first year both missed the playoffs since when?
It's a good – since the Sixers last didn't make it.
Probably. We'd have to see which, one of those years in there, because the Flyers were like one in, one
like
out.
17
for a couple years
maybe,
there.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah, somewhere in there. So they're both obviously going to miss it this year. So in addition to all the calls on all the topics at 215-592-9494, how about your chance, final chance this week? We've been giving these tickets away all week to see the Bare Naked Ladies Last Summer on Earth Tour at the Met Philadelphia on July 22nd. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Now, first, I got to take a shot at Devin, because a couple months ago, I said that I went to see the Hooters. Mm-hmm. And Devin, being a little bit on the more younger side, thought I was talking dirty. and you know, she didn't know the Hooters.
I don't know the Hooters.
Devin, Elliot, brother. That's a disgrace. Devin, honestly, you do know Bare Naked Ladies is not actually Bare Naked Ladies, right?
I do, but thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, because I just want to make sure it's like...
Don't they sing like, one week since you...
Is that them?
Joe, make her sing that song, the whole song.
I don't know the words.
No, it's been one week
since you looked at me. I just want to make sure the 25 and 30-year-olds out there don't think I'm a dirty dog, which, by the way, I am a dirty dog.
Too late for that, yeah.
I just don't want you to think I am. All right. So we're giving away Bare Naked Lady tickets. It's the Last Summer on Earth Tour. It's happening at the Met Philadelphia on July 22nd. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Here's how you can win the tickets today. Well, first off, we wish the great Billy Crystal a happy birthday. And Bill Crystal is getting up there now.
Bill.
70. Yeah, that's...
I like to call him Will Crystal, but yeah.
I'll say, though, for him, I don't think he's aged. Like, he looks exactly the same to me as he did. Like,
he's got the gray hair now, man. Yeah,
he's got the gray hair, but I don't know. Exactly the same.
I see him and Meg, yeah.
Did you see them?
The Oscars.
Twice recently.
Yeah, the commercial.
Oscars and
the Oscars.
It warms my heart, but they also both have aged.
They did great, though. I thought they were good at the Oscars. Yeah.
Well, anyway. All right, so he's 77.
Yeah, he doesn't look 77.
Oh, wow. No,
77 for Billy Crystal. All right, so a lot of great movies, obviously. One of them is City Slickers. And in City Slickers, if you remember that movie, he's definitely a fish out of water. He is... not exactly Mr. Go out there on the range and be cowboy guy, but he's trying to
he
be
it. He becomes it, though, Joe, by the end. He becomes
eventually.
It. It's a great
Jack
movie if you've never
it
seen
is,
it.
It is, Rhea.
I
Jack
cried
Palace
when he saved
great.
That. Was it Norman in the water?
It's so
good. Got me.
So here's the deal.
So good.
Now that we know Seltzer cried at City Slickers, okay?
But he saves the calf from the water? It's emotional, Joe.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing.
You saved a cow and you cried? Is that what you
saying? It's a baby cow. A baby cow.
Okay, all right.
Anyway, I'm just saying, Brian Song, I get it. City Slickers, I ain't crying.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's the deal. In honor of Billy Crystal's character in that movie, who's definitely a fish out of water, he's trying to be a cowboy but isn't really one. Give us a character from a show or a movie that was a fish out of water. There's a lot of big, like, to me, Marty McFly is a great answer.
Yes.
And obviously, time travel kind of lends itself to it. You know, if you're going to go back to 1955 or up to 20, whatever the hell he went up to, I mean, fundamentally, you're out of, you know, like, yeah.
So is that your answer?
Yeah, Marty McFly.
Okay.
right, give me an answer here, Elliot, on a fish out of water. And this goes to everyone at 215-592-9494. Who would constitute, like, to me, Ned Stark at King's Landing was. Because he was too honorable for the deceit of King's Landing.
That's a bit Nietzsche.
Well, I think not that's it. Would be a winning answer.
It's okay.
It's not a winning answer.
For clarification, is it any character in a fish out of water movie, or is it a character who is the fish out of water? Because I thought it was a character in one of these movies.
I thought it was a character who is a fish out of water.
That's why I'm clarifying.
Let's see where our answers go, and then we'll figure it out.
I have the winning answer, so I'm going to take it off the board. Michael Jordan in Space Jam. I mean, he's literally a human cartoon.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Yeah, I mean, that would have been the winner.
Devin, what's your answer?
I'm going to go Elphaba in Wicked. Literally kind
oh,
of a...
God, Wicked. Don't even...
She has green skin. She stands out. She's a loner. What's your beef with Wicked?
I just can't take it anymore. And the fact there's another movie coming out this year, like,
yeah,
it's been a year of Wicked. We get it. Like, we get it.
Well, she is certainly a fish out of water.
Seltzer, your answer for a fish out of water. Then we'll determine the
stakes. Yeah, so I was going to go... I wasn't going to take a haymaker like other people, you know? I was going to go with Saul from Coming to America. Aha! The old Jewish guy that Eddie Murphy plays in the barbershop.
Oh, yeah. Now, what makes him a fish out of water?
I thought it was just a character in a fish out of water movie. That's the clarification.
No, we think it has to be the fish.
No, we need a character. Yeah, we need the actual fish. We need the... All right, Rhea, what do you got here for an answer?
It's not a tumor. Arnold Schwarzenegger in Kindergarten Cop.
Sure.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Oh, I just thought of another good one.
There are a lot. So basically, it's a character who is...
a fish out of water at one point or another.
Yeah, but how would you frame it, Ellie? Give me another way to frame this.
Someone who's where like he doesn't belong.
Where he doesn't belong.
He or
belong.
She doesn't belong.
Black sheep.
Yeah, something just doesn't fit. Okay, that's a fair way to frame it. Give us big time answers. Best answer by the end of the show. And there are a lot of answers. Best answer whoever provides it wins the Bare Naked Lady tickets.